I hope you're ready to dive into God's Word this morning. I don't know if you're anything like me, if you've ever felt maybe the call of God on your life to do something, something for Him, maybe something different, maybe something new He's calling you to. Maybe it's something mundane, or maybe it's something quite radical. I don't know if you've ever felt the call of God to step out of your comfort zone. One of the most difficult things for us is to step out of our comfort zones. Our whole culture is built around the idea of comfort and convenience. But God calls us, every single one of us, out of our comfort zones at times. Question, when God has done that in your life, what's been your response? What's been your response? Sometimes, if you're anything like me, your response might be something like, oh, Lord, not now. Oh, Lord, not me. Oh, Lord, not this. But the reality is that all great men and women of God have throughout the years, the centuries, throughout history, felt the same way. But at some point in their lives, they came to realize one profound truth. A truth that I hope every one of us will come to realize this morning. And that is the simple truth that faith, real faith, faith moves forward. William Carey, you may have heard his name. He is known as the father of modern missions. He translated the Bible into six brand new languages, the whole Bible. Into six new languages. He also translated parts of the Bible into 29 other different languages. He opened India's first university, offering credentialed degrees. He led changes that transformed India, sweeping changes that changed not only the individual people, but the very culture itself. He led changes that transformed India's practice of sati, where it's a Hindu practice where the widowed wives of husbands who had deceased would throw themselves on the funeral pyre of their husband, killing themselves. He changed the whole practice that was common of human sacrifice. He altered the entire caste system in India. All of these things, the whole country transformed by one godly man who moved forward in faith, simply trusting God for the results. Now, William Carey had many sayings, but one of the great things he said that really sticks in my mind so often, William Carey said, "Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God." You know, when we think of the great men who did great things for God throughout Scripture, one of the first that comes to mind is Abraham. Abraham, of course, is known as the father of faith. Why? Well, Abraham was called out of Ur of the Chaldees, as you remember, his home. And he was called to do some drastic things. He was called out of his comfort zone. He was called out of familiarity. He was called out of the mundane, out of the regular, and into doing God's will, even though he didn't know where it would lead. Abraham was called ultimately to move forward in faith because faith moves forward. Genesis chapter 12 tells us this, verse 1 and following. Now the Lord said to Abram, that's before his name was even Abraham, he said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him, that's his nephew. Abram, catch this, Abram was 75 years old. 75 years old when he departed from Haran. You know, some of us think we're too young to do things for God, and some of us think we're just too old to do things for God. Some of us think the things that I've done for God are kind of behind me. I've done my bit for king and country, and now I'm going to kind of pull back on the throttle and ease up. I'm old. Let me tell you something. God's not done with you. God wasn't done with Abraham, and he has great things for you to do as you move forward in faith. And God challenges Abram to abandon his source of security, everything he's known. He calls him to abandon his comfort, his habits, his way of life, those who are nearest and dearest and closest to him, a country with which he's familiar, friends with which he's familiar, family, country, and even personal identity. And he calls him to change. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 says this of Abraham: by faith, Abraham obeyed God when he was called to go out of the place that he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Did you know that this is one of the most difficult parts of trusting God in faith? Not knowing where you're going. Oh, Lord, if you would just tell me where I'm going. And if you would tell me not only where I'm going, but what it's going to be like when I get there. And then what the end of that is going to work out to be. Then maybe I could swallow that. But the fact is, God calls us and he almost never tells us what the end is going to be like. He just takes us and challenges us and asks us by faith to take the next right step. And that's what he did with Abraham. But there are some things I have to confess. There are some things I have to confess that are very difficult about moving forward in faith. See, Abraham was called to trust God's promise. Abraham was an old man. He and his wife Sarah had no children, and they were long past childbearing years. And Genesis 15:5, we read, "And he brought him out and said, 'Look, look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them.' Then he said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness." See, Abraham believed God's promise, even though naturally speaking, even though rationally speaking, even though all of his intelligence and all of his thinking made him say, "There's no way." Yet he trusted God, even when his reasoning told him the opposite. That's often how God works in our lives. Doesn't make any sense. Lord, why would I leave this place? Why would I leave the success I've had here that you've given me here? Why would I leave the people I love? Why would I leave a place that I'm familiar and comfortable with and go somewhere else? Lord, this makes no sense. And yet Abraham obeyed. Not only was Abraham called to trust God's promise. Not only was Abraham called out of comfort and familiarity, but he was called to give up some of the things that are most precious. Years later, when his son Isaac was born, and he was a boy, God said this to him in Genesis 22:2, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you." And Abraham did it. And God stopped him at the last moment. A test of his faith. And this is why Abraham is known as the father of faith. And Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 says this: Know then that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. See, the Jews thought they were sons of Abraham by lineage. Scripture tells us we are sons of Abraham by our faith in Christ and what he's done for us, our faith that makes us willing to follow him, our faith that makes us willing to step out of our comfort zones and do the next right thing, take the next right step. Because faith moves forward. But I want to tell you that there are three primary roadblocks to moving forward in faith. When God calls us to move forward in faith, there are three primary things that will stop us from going forward. Impediments that keep us from taking on the challenge to do great things for God. One is our skills, or lack thereof. Our talents and abilities, or lack thereof. Because we think we don't have what it takes. Second, our raising, our past, our history, the things we've been through. And then thirdly, our failures. Boy, am I familiar with failures. You see, our failures are some of those things that'll keep us from wanting to make the same mistakes again. Oh, I tried it before. I tried to do something for God before. It didn't work out the way I thought it did. And we learn the wrong lesson. But Scripture reminds us to have faith in Him, not in ourselves, and that faith moves forward. Faith moves forward. Firstly, faith moves forward in spite of our skills, in spite of our talents, in spite of our abilities, whether natural or God-given. Because all of us look at our talents and our abilities, and if you're anything like me, I look at my talents and my abilities, and I go, oh man, I am so unqualified. How could God ever possibly use me to do anything? Ever question your ability to accomplish what God's called you to do? You know, God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the called. And when He calls you, He will equip you. Where God guides, He provides. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 and following says this, "For consider your calling, brothers." This is Paul speaking to the people of the church. And he said, "Consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise, according to the world's standards. Not many of you were powerful, according to the world's standards. Not many of you were wealthy or of noble birth. But God chose the things that are foolish in the world to shame the things that are wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the things that look strong. And God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, so that no human being may boast in the presence of God." So when God does great things through you as you step out in faith, don't ever, 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 ever boast. It wasn't you. It was God working in and through you as you trust Him, as you move forward in faith. Dwight Moody once said, work as if everything depended on you, and pray as if everything depends on God. Charles Wesley once said, "Give me 100 men who hate nothing but sin and love God with all their hearts, and I will turn the United Kingdom upside down for God." You see, that's all God is asking us to do, to just move forward in faith and trust Him, leaving the results to Him. So our success is not dependent upon our talent, our abilities, our skill level. It is dependent upon us moving forward in faith and allowing God's power to work in and through us, trusting Him for the results. But His power in our lives is unleashed only at the point of our faithful obedience. Scripture also reminds us that faith moves forward, not only in spite of our skills, but also regardless of our raising. Faith moves forward regardless of our raising. You know, most people aren't aware of Abraham's social background. Abraham's father, Terah, was 70 years old when Abraham was born. His brother, Haran, died, leaving a widow and three children. One of them, of course, was Lot. And family was everything to Abraham. Family was very important to him. And so he dutifully cared for the boy. And Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 tells us this. "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and from your kindred and from your father's house to the land that I will show you." Can you imagine how difficult that's got to be? To leave everything? to leave your family, to leave your friends. And by the way, you know, when we think of Abraham, we think of this, I don't know, maybe a desert-dwelling nomad, primitive, right? Not much above a caveman, you know? Let me tell you something about Abraham's culture and civilization. The city and area of Ur was highly civilized. He was not some uneducated primitive wandering as a nomad around the desert. In fact, archaeological digs discovered that Ur, during the Third Dynasty period, that would have been the period when Abraham was there, had indoor plumbing. They had their own central heating systems in homes, in addition to extensive modern libraries. Abraham was highly cultured. He was wealthy, probably highly educated. He was a city boy, full of luxury. And now God called him to spend years as a desert-dwelling nomad, wandering about, not knowing what the end will be, not knowing the results. And Abram followed God. He moved forward in faith. Not only that, but Abraham had a less than perfect upbringing. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19, "Beware lest you raise your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun and moon and stars, all the hosts of heaven, you be drawn away and bow down to them and serve them, things that the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven." King Ur-Nammu brought the city of Ur to great prominence around 2100 BC. And in Ur was found the king's ziggurat, which was dedicated to the worship of the moon god Nanna. And if your grandchildren call you Nanna, it's still okay. Different Nanna. And Abraham's father, Terah, was an idol worshiper. Joshua 24:2 says this, "And Joshua said to these people, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates, Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, and they served other gods.'" You see that? Abram's upbringing? Not the best. Certainly comfortable, certainly wealthy, certainly educated, certainly cultured. Certainly not God-honoring. And most Jewish scholars believe that following the culture of the day as well as his family's example, Abram himself would have worshipped idols when he was young. He was an idol worshiper. But God called him to move forward in faith. See, God isn't looking for extraordinary people. God is in the business of doing extraordinary things through ordinary people like you and I, because we're all messed up in our own special way. Me first. And it was Abraham's willingness to move forward in faith that set him apart. No special skills, no special training, no special abilities. But Abraham moved forward also in the face of his failures, and we have to move forward in the face of our failures. God called a heathen idol worshiper with a barren wife to be the father of faith to millions. God uses pain, your pain, by the way. Your pain, your disappointments, your tragedy in your life to shape and to move you forward. God used the death of Abraham's father as a catalyst. Did you hear that? God used even the death of Abraham's father as a catalyst for forward progress in faith, causing him to leave Haran and move on to where God would lead him next in his life. God can make the imperfect perfect, and God can take your imperfect background, your culture, your upbringing, yes, even your pain and your tragedies, and do great things for his glory if we would only be willing to move forward in faith, because faith moves forward. So what does it take? What does it take? Simple, faithful obedience to his call. In spite of our skills, regardless of our raising, and even in the face of our failures. You know, some of us, myself included, are so disappointed with our failures. But our disappointments and our failures can become so paralyzing at times that we feel it's impossible to move forward. We think, sure, someone as great as Abraham maybe can be used by God, but not me. Have you failed God? Have you been unfaithful? Have you sinned? Have you looked at your life and wished, man, I wish I was a better husband or a better wife. I wished I'd went left when I'd gone right. I wish I didn't make those mistakes or get caught up in those habits or sins. Listen, we're all in the same boat, you and I. And in case you're wondering, I got a little tip for you. Abraham failed miserably in many ways. Yeah, he's the father of faith. Oh, he's a big hero in the Bible. Let me tell you, he failed miserably in many ways. Genesis chapter 12, verses 11 through 13. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance. He should have just stopped right there. It would have been all good. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. So therefore say, you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake. Lie. Yes, she was his half-sister, so it was kind of a half-truth. Story goes on, Genesis chapter 12, verses 15 through 16. And when the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram. And he had sheep and oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female donkeys, and camels. Are you catching the weight of that? Do you understand what's happening here? I mean, the scripture kind of puts it gently. When Pharaoh took her into his house, she was a concubine. Oh, and by the way, Abraham not only was saved by it, you know, didn't get into any trouble, he profited by it. Think of that for a moment. Let that sink in. Abraham traded his wife for his own safety and for his wealth. Every time another camel came through the front door, he knew the camel cost his wife, her freedom and her chastity. This is not a whoops moment. This is a complete collapse of his integrity, utter moral failure, literally selling his wife as a slave to the king and profiting from it and being safe from it. And ironically, in verse 17 of that later text, Abraham is actually rebuked by a heathen king for his immorality. Let that sink in for a moment. See, sometimes you and I hear the Lord's call, and we sometimes step out in faith to go out to do it, but then we take back control. We take back the reins, and we start doing things our way. Oh, I know God has called me to do this, but I'm gonna do it my way rather than his way. Maybe he can't be trusted. Maybe I need to figure out how to make it work. And that's exactly where we get into trouble. Corrie Ten Boom once said this, trying to do the Lord's work in your own strength, trying to do the Lord's work in your own strength is the most confusing, exhausting, and tedious of all work. But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then the ministry of Jesus flows out of you. Friends, the power is not in us. The power is in Jesus, who works in and through us to accomplish his will for his purpose and his glory. if we would only step out in faith. But Abraham recovered, he matured, he grew, and God used him despite his many flaws and failures. And God can use you and even me despite all of our flaws and failures, in spite of the fact that we're all messed up in our own special way. But there's something about faith. There's something about faith that requires us to do things that are a little different than normal. Back at New Hope, we had several core values. The church had 10 core values, things that we really thought were important. One of them was core value number 5, which says that our faith requires risk and sacrifice. Did you catch that? Our faith requires risk and sacrifice and is defined by our actions, not our reactions. You know, it's difficult to say that I have faith in something if I'm not willing to step out on it. It's difficult to say that I have faith if I'm not willing to risk and sacrifice. Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like you're wandering in the desert for years? Maybe kind of like Abraham felt. Those times may cause you to wonder. And those times, frankly, cause me to wonder if I've sometimes somehow allowed fear or doubt or disobedience to keep me from moving forward in faith. Maybe that's you this morning. I don't know. God calls us to move forward in faith in spite of our skills, regardless of our raising, and in the face of our deepest failures. And sometimes, even in the face of well-intentioned discouragements from those around us who think they are speaking in our best interest. See, God knows us, and He knows you. He knows me. He knows our fears. He knows our failures. He knows our finances. He knows our future. And yet still, despite all that, He calls us to move forward in faith, trusting Him. Now this morning, I don't know where you've been. I don't know what place you are in your walk with God. Maybe there's folks here who have not yet placed their faith in Christ. Maybe there's folks here that have placed their faith in Christ, but you're just finding it really difficult to move forward in faith. This morning, God may be saying to you, will you trust me? Will you trust me with your unknown future? Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. God may be calling some of us this very morning to make this kind of move forward in faith, to take the next step in our walk with Him, to do just the next right thing. Maybe God has a direction for your life such as you have never known. And you'll never know the peace and the pleasure and the joy and the thrill of serving God until you move forward in faith in Him. So as we begin a new adventure together, as a church and as individuals, as we begin this new horizon, this new frontier, would you remember that our walk with God, is never a stagnant thing. Don't miss this. Your walk with God, my walk with God, is never stagnant. There are one of two things happening at any given time. You're either getting closer to God or farther away. You're never stagnant. We're either moving forward in faith or we're moving backward. And this morning, God reminds us that faith moves forward. Have you ever asked the Lord, Lord, what is the next step that I should take for my life? What is the next step of obedience that you want from me? What's the next step that I should take for you? You know, sometimes it's not so much about having a direct revelation from God. It's about knowing doing the things we already know He's calling us to do. Maybe He's speaking to you. Maybe He's telling you to go to that next step in your life, that next step of obedience, that next step of closeness to Him. Maybe He's calling you to lay down that bad habit that's been plaguing you for so long. Maybe He's asking you to take up that ministry. Maybe He's asking you to heal that relationship. Whatever it is, could I ask you to open your heart and move forward in faith? If you're a mature Christian here this morning, you've been doing this for a while, would you consider encouraging, would you consider helping those who are new to the faith? Would you consider encouraging them to trust God for the next chapter in their lives? Come alongside them and encourage them, empower them, equip them. Walk the road with them. Help them to take that next step of faith. And if you're new to the faith, maybe you're a baby Christian. Maybe you're feeling stuck. Maybe you're feeling confused. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're feeling doubtful. Let me tell you something. You're not alone. You're not alone. What's the next step God is calling you to take? We're here to walk that step with you. This faith family we have here is here to walk the journey with you. Maybe He's calling you to draw closer to Him. Maybe He's calling you to overcome an addiction, to take on a new ministry. Whatever it is He's calling you to, would you just step out in faith, knowing that you're not alone? And if you're here this morning, and you haven't yet placed your faith in Christ, I'm especially glad that you're here. Oh boy, am I glad you're here this morning. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. And He loves you not just in words. He loves you, and the evidence of that is in the proof of what He did. He gave His life for you. He accepts you just as you are. He loves you enough to accept you just where you are, but He loves you too much to leave you there, so He calls you to Himself. He's done all the work. You don't have to clean up your life. You don't have to do a bunch of religious stuff. All you have to do is surrender to Him. So if that's you this morning, can I invite you to step out in faith? Trust the God who knows you. Trust the God who created you. Trust the God who loves you. Trust the God who paid the highest price just so He could be with you. If you haven't yet placed your faith in Christ, you can today. He's done all the work. He just asks that you trust Him, placing your life in His hands and move forward in faith. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, You are so good. But, Lord, sometimes it's hard. It's hard, Lord, to follow You when things are difficult, when we have so many questions, when we have so many doubts plaguing us, Lord, when we don't trust our skills or our abilities to pull something off, Lord, when we lament our past, when we don't trust You, Lord, it's so hard. Lord, help us to trust You. Help us to recognize, Lord, Your calling on our individual lives and on our church. Give us individually and collectively the courage to trust You. Lord, this morning, give us the courage to take the next step in following You, to go on the great adventure, wherever it leads, Lord, leaving the results in Your hands. Lord, would you help us to just follow you, to move forward in faith, whatever that next step looks like for our individual lives. Help us to move forward in faith, in spite of our skills, regardless of our raising, and in the face of our failures, Lord. Remind us this morning that faith moves forward. We love you, Lord, and we give you our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.